girl named
Dolly Parton on Lonnie Bell's Classic Country as we get rolling with the Poets Corner. And right in the studio with us today, we're thrilled to have Pat McAllister with us. What'd you bring us today, Pat?
I have a poem called Whoa, Dan.
What? The name is what?
Whoa, Dan.
Whoa, Dan. All right. We're ready when you are, Pat.
Okay. Uncle Jim was foreman on the big ranch north of us, and he'd let us help out with the dipping, and even better, take part in their brandings, and in the fall with roundup and shipping. One fall day, the weather was perfect, just a hint of a breeze and clear as a bell. We'd been gathering yearlings since dawn, done, except for supper and stories to tell. As we rode in, we each unsaddled our horse, stowed our gear in the back of the truck, and then brushed our horses' backs before we put out their oats and walked over to sup. Everett had supper ready, always a treat. He was a master chef when it came to cooking. We knew the grub was going to be great, could tell from the smell without even looking. One of the horses we sometimes got to ride was Dan, a blaze-faced, neat little bay. Always traveled at a smooth, steady trot, was still full of pep at the end of the day. Well, that day, neither of us got to ride Dan. Leo was on him, and they weren't a good pair. Leo didn't care for that trot, kept pulling Dan up. He'd tell him, "Use your brain, that's why it's there." That evening, the last to come in were Leo and Dan. Leo was tired, and Dan was still at a trot. Leo pulled him up short, sat there for a minute, said, "Dan's still full of vinegar, but I sure am not." Said he was getting too old for the jogging, figured he needed a horse more like him, who only moved fast when he needed to do so instead of that constant trotting. And then, that being said, instead of taking his leave by getting off Dan in the usual way, he swung his right leg over Dan's neck to slide off the left side and be done for the day. But his spur caught in Dan's mane. Oh, big mistake. Dan sucked in a lungful of air, blew and snorted and broke clean in two. And Leo's side saddle ride started right there. Up in the air, they shot like a flash, Leo's right leg still across little Dan's neck, his spur firmly entangled in that little bay's mane. Son of a sea cook, things were a wreck. That first jump when they left the ground, Leo, taken by surprise, hollered, "Whoa, Dan, whoa!" But Dan wasn't listening, kept right on bucking. Us kids a captive audience through the whole show. About the third jump, Leo lost any hold he'd managed till then to maintain. Just daylight between the saddle and Leo's behind during that private rodeo out on the range. One of the guys managed to grab hold of a rein, another the headstall, and held on for dear life. By then, Leo'd been flung back and forth like a rag. Dutch finally cut the spur free with his knife. They gave Leo a hand up, but his foot pointed back, and his face was as white as a sheet. "Boys, I think it's busted," he said. "I can't even stand on my own 2 feet." And broken it was, in fact, pretty badly, but we all were relieved there was no tragic end. Leo, bless that old cowboy, healed up good as new, and he never once rode Dan again. That episode added some unexpected excitement when Leo bit the dust at the end of that day, and even yet, a surprise commotion triggers that memory, and "Whoa, Dan," is what we still say.
Paints quite a picture. Thank you, Pat.
Yes. Thank you.
That's a good one.
It's always a pleasure.